U.S. President Donald Trump has denied any responsibility for his supporters' violence on Capitol Hill last week, calling his rally speech then, which was blamed for inciting the attack, totally appropriate, Julie.
Yeah, Adam. He also disregarded the possible threat of being removed from office, even as House Democrats are rapidly moving ahead with efforts to do so.
They've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
In his first public appearance at the U.S.-Mexico border since the violence on Capitol Hill, Mr. Trump sidestepped questions about his culpability in the riots, instead claiming racial injustice protests over the summer were the real problem. The president also dismisses the 25th Amendment as of zero risk to him and again denounced the impending impeachment vote.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain, far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
And an explosive debate opened in the House of Representatives as Democrats pressed ahead to forcibly remove President Trump from office. Several Republican lawmakers refused to concede when House Democrats pushed them to disavow election fraud.
Well, the House is set to vote soon on a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the Constitution's 25th Amendment and will convene as soon as later today to vote on an article of impeachment charging Mr. Trump of incitement to violence.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, meantime, is urging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to reconvene the Senate and hold an impeachment trial. He says a 2004 resolution allows the two of them to do so in an emergency without requiring unanimous consent from the entire chamber.
Alongside the proceedings in the Capitol, investigations into last Wednesday's attack continue. Over 70 people have been charged with crimes, with that number expected to rise into the hundreds. The FBI are pursuing more than 150 suspects, while prosecutors are looking to charge some rioters with sedition and conspiracy.
All right, for the latest, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, we continue to hear rumblings from Republicans about the impeachment case against President Trump. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying that he believes Mr. Trump committed impeachable offenses, and this according to the New York Times, and two House Republicans announcing they will vote to impeach the president. Where are we in the push to, you know, remove Donald Trump a week before he ends his term?
Julie, things are moving here very, very quickly tonight, and support for Donald Trump is ebbing away, evaporating among Republicans on Capitol Hill. The most significant development of the last few minutes, the decision by Congresswoman Liz Cheney. If the name is familiar, it should be. She is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, to announce that she is going to vote for the impeachment of Donald Trump. She is a member of the Republican Party's leadership team in the House of Representatives, the most senior Republican woman elected to the House of Representatives. She has her own leadership hopes for the future. And in a blistering statement that she has just released, she says there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. I will vote to impeach the president. The White House is reported to be bracing for a slew of other similar announcements by perhaps as many as two dozen members of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. The Republican Party has decided that it will not apply the whip. It will not force Republicans in the Senate to back Donald Trump. It won't even lobby them in a bid to persuade them to do so. The Republican leadership saying this is a vote of conscience, and each representative from various districts all over the country will have to make their own decisions about whether to impeach President Trump or whether to continue backing him in office. The fact that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is making it known now to multiple news organizations that he is supportive of the impeachment process because he believes it is going to help the Republican Party break completely with Donald Trump and strip themselves of having to worry about him in the future. Is perhaps an early indication that Senator McConnell may be mindful of the possibility of mounting a Senate trial of President Trump immediately after the impeachment vote is held in the House of Representatives later this week. There is fury among Republicans on Capitol Hill, not just with the president's incitement of that mob last week to launch the insurrection on Capitol Hill, but specifically with his behavior today. He's been in front of the cameras three times over the last few hours, expressing no contrition, no apologies, no regrets, no condolences for the loss of life. And as you heard, when he got to Texas, scoffing at the idea that he had anything to worry about with regard to the 25th Amendment and his possible removal from power. Republicans on Capitol Hill who were looking for a reason to continue supporting President Trump in the 7 days remaining of his presidency certainly did not find the president furnishing them with one over the course of the last few hours.
What a divisive and dramatic end to his four-year term. That aside, hundreds of rioters, Simon, are expected to be charged for their actions. I mean, what consequences are they likely to face? And what's been done to ramp up security in Capitol Hill, especially with more threats of possible violence? And we're so close to January the 20th.
Well, the officials from the Department of Justice and the FBI, who finally held a briefing today, 6 days after that insurrection on Capitol Hill, say that their investigation is mind-blowing. They say it's one of the largest criminal investigations they have ever led. They cautioned that it may take years to bring all of Donald Trump's supporters who participated in that ransacking of the Capitol last week to justice. They say more than 70 people have already been charged. They've had tens of thousands of pieces of digital evidence provided to them by members of the public. They urged people who had participated in the riot to turn themselves in, and they said that the American public will be shocked by evidence that is put into the public domain over the next few weeks about the extent of the violent conduct that was taking place on Capitol Hill last Wednesday. The manhunts continue, new security measures coming into force at Capitol Hill, another 3,000 National Guard being deployed. Every member of Congress will be forced to go through security screening and a magnetometer on their way into the building. That's going to be a problem for some Republicans in the House of Representatives who have pledged that they will carry their guns into the chamber. They were doing that even before last Wednesday's insurrection. Also, members of Congress will be required to wear face masks during all proceedings. That's a reaction to the news that at least two Democrat members of Congress contracted COVID-19 from Republicans refusing to wear face masks when they were all sheltering last week.
It's extremely concerning. Simon, thank you very much for that report. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.